Hello, Hoovian, and welcome to the third channel. Welcome back to What We Hear in the Shadows. Today we are doing the final pilot episode because we were going to do four, but then the fourth idea fell through. So today we're doing our final episode. Now, if you're watching this on the YouTube, I am trying to work out the best angle for this because when I did my last podcast, the audio was amazing, but the visual wasn't that great. So, if you hear any noise in a minute, that'll be me just adjusting the setup. Make sure that nothing falls out like it has been. So the microphone's probably been a little bit wonky. Anyway, so we've got a sort of resemblance of a microphone now if you're watching this on the YouTube or on Spotify. I wish I knew how to actually adjust. There we go. I think I've got it now. So, today it's here's one I made earlier, a Blue Peter podcast. What I've done is I've watched an episode of Blue Peter because I've got my iPad in front of me with my notes on to what topics they spoke about. The episode came from, I'll be able to tell the year, from the 8th of April 1968. Now, the first one was football. What they did was they had a footballer from the 60s. Scottish footballer, and showed John Noakes how to do these certain moves. So keep your piece, the knee one, the one on the back of the neck. And then he went on a training course to be a goalkeeper. Now, just before we continue, all the mistakes we've had in this pilot, we'll be leaving in. Well, not all of them. We'll leave some of them in. So I do apologise for poor sound when there was poor sound. Number two was a pigeon. Now, this wasn't part of the show. There wasn't supposed to be a pigeon in the room at the time. But it happened to be a fact that the pigeon broke in by accident. So they were in the middle of doing a segment and there was a pigeon in the background. What was supposed to be there were the baby goats. And they were there. One of the baby goats, Peter Purvis, had a hard time trying to give it the bottle of milk to. Which made the episode more comical than you would think. You would think for Blue Peter that it wouldn't have any comical angles in the early days. But it did have comical angles. Sorry if this video is also short. There's just not a lot to talk about. And I'm trying to develop the podcast in itself and coming up with ideas. So I'm trying to work out what length works for the solo ones. What length would work for a one where I have a guest. So, at the end of this, we'll probably do a poll or something. So the pigeon breaks in, right? They cut to a clip of one of the presenters at the Tower of London, where she was talking about the Lady Jane Grey, the 9 day. She was only the Queen for 9 days, and then Easter. So their famous catchphrase, "Here's one I made earlier," is for their making segments. It was Easter time because it was April. And they made some egg out gelatin things. So they had an eggshell, gelatin within it, and a mould. And they made it. And I don't know if you're supposed to eat them or what. But it seemed rather interesting. So they did sports cars. They did sport cars. And he had a motor racing bloke. He wasn't Formula 1. He was the... NASCAR. He was a NASCAR, I think. I'm not too sure if he was a NASCAR now. Oh, I'm now confused. Oh, no. I don't know. Anyway, they had him with a car that was broken. And they had him on to show him the car. They also had Petra was the dog of the time. And they had a new guide dog as a puppy they were training. Well, they weren't going to train him. They were going to keep him. So, I think it was a generally interesting episode. And I'm excited to watch the next one. I've seen them all before, so I'm a... So there you go. That is, here's one I made earlier. If this were going to be a full thing, we would have loads more episodes to get through. And, I'm going to go now so I can sneeze. Thank you guys for watching. Time on Tomat. Bye. Remember, I've forgotten...